Now, I'll tell you a secret. That secret is that Christmas, especially the kitschy parts of Christmas, are not my favorite part of Christmas whatsoever, despite whatever I may be wearing. In fact, the end of the school year near Christmas when I was growing up ushered in what I considered as a child to be my personal nightmare before Christmas, what I considered mandatory Christmas craft time. Right? The teachers, having given up teaching, changed tactics abruptly. Instead of trying to get us to not think about the holidays, they seemed to embrace it fully and subject us to endless holiday-themed crafts. Why don't you color in Santa's face and add cotton balls to make a beard? Or maybe let's all fold up white pieces of paper and then make random cuts to produce beautiful snowflakes. Hey, class, let's see how long we can make this paper chain. Bah, humbug, I would think. And I would watch my classmates happily go along their crafting as my heart turned to coal, of course. However, there was one Christmas craft that I didn't just like, I loved. You would take an ordinary piece of string, maybe this long, you would tie a weight on either side. And then, being very careful, because this was a very dangerous craft, you would take the weighted string and you would dip it slowly in hot wax before pulling it out and putting it in cold water. And you would repeat this over and over again, coating the string with layers upon layers of wax to create a candle. I loved that. It was both dangerous and magical. And I would do hundreds of these in school. And of course, I gifted them all to my parents. And I will tell you one thing about these candles. They were not pretty. You did one on either side of the string, so they sort of looked like green, knobby nunchucks with severe acne. But each year, even after I grew too old to be making candles, we would pull out all of these wax nunchucks from the bin, and we would decorate our Christmas tree with them. For me, that was Christmas. It's pretty amazing how humans imbue many things with meaning that aren't inherently meaningful themselves. How we can build such deep and beautiful connections with traditions and objects that, when you look at them from another angle, seem a little bit weird. I mean, our celebration of Christmas is filled with examples of us giving meaning to things that don't inherently have it. I mean, let's talk about these things for a sec. I mean, we all go out and purchase large pieces of pokey, sticky outdoors, bring them into our homes, prop them up, try to keep them alive, and also not become a fire hazard, as we decorate them with random knickknacks that we've collected over the years and just pray that our pets won't destroy them. I mean, if an alien came down and witnessed this tradition, they might be a little bit confused. Are you going to eat it? No. Why is it there, then? It's also this season where we're all waiting expectantly for a jolly old man to break into our homes, preferably by the roof, eat our food, and if we're nice, by his judgment, leave us gifts. Okay, that makes sense. Our homes and world get filled with figurines, elves on shelves, reindeers and sleigh, vibrant lights, and various depictions of one specific Palestinian child's birth. We eat special foods that have been passed down from generation to generation, ones that our parents made, our grandparents made, and their great-grandparents made. We eat, for some of us in these times of holidays, jelly donuts around Hanukkah, right? Why? We're not exactly sure. It has something to do with the oil that lasted so long in the temple that eating oily foods was a symbol of this festivities. But we're not exactly sure where the jelly came from, actually. We think people just liked it, and so they added it in, which is what happens with many of our Christmas traditions, right? You get handed something, you add some parts you like, make it your own, and pass it on, sharing the delight even more. In my family, as we grew up, we slowly stopped filling our house with some of these holiday traditions. It started small, but after a few years, it got to the point where instead of a tree, we tried to decorate one of our houseplants. That was a failure. I was a little bit surprised, if I'm to be honest. I thought that the spirit of Christmas could be so powerful that it didn't need any of the trappings, any of the trees, any of the lights. I thought that we could just designate this houseplant as our tree, and it would be all right. But it didn't feel the same. I think that's the beauty of so many of these kitschy things that we bring into our lives around the holidays, these traditions, is we don't exactly know why they fill us with joy, and yet they do. But I will tell you that in my family, we have a new symbol for our Christmas, and I have it here. It's a volleyball. Because my sister has a birthday in December 22nd. So that means that she always kind of gets a raw deal, right? But about 10 years ago, she decided for her birthday party that we'd get together and play volleyball. And she invited some of our family friends to come and bring their kids, and her friends came. And so we played volleyball that year. And it might have just been a one-time thing. But then the next year, we did it again. And then again. And then again. And last night, my parents, our family friends, my sister's whole community gathered for what might have been the 13th or 15th installation of the annual Christmas birthday volleyball game, which is just as weird as any of the other holiday traditions, and yet because it evokes in our family such joy, such feelings of connection, and such, well, just good memories, it kind of has become our Christmas. It's sort of beautiful. The power that these traditions hold in our lives, in our culture, shows us the power of humans to transform struggle into strength, chaos into cooperation and hope. These seemingly random and superficial parts of the holiday season, knickknacks and lawn decorations, sitting on a strange man's lap, or even a volleyball, can actually be some of the best tools to remind us and connect us to the heart of the Christmas season, a season about memory of generations who have struggled and survived, and hope for our lives today as we continue to build a future we long for, one kitschy Christmas at a time.